News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The jury at the inquest into the death of Noah Donoghue in Belfast being unable to reach a unanimous verdict. They have adjourned the inquest now until a future date, and they had actually been deliberating for 3 days in total. Liam Tunney is a journalist with the Belfast Telegraph who's been covering this story. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
This has been a long-running inquest, and I suppose not to reach finality is significant, isn't it?
It certainly is. I mean, this inquest, in terms of evidence, has been sitting since January this year. In terms of the inquest itself, it's been ongoing for 6 years since Noah's death in June 2020. We started this process in January 19th, and we're now, you know, the beginning of July, and to have that adjourned for, I suppose, a number of weeks and a number of months is not kind of the finality that the family expected. It's not the finality that really anyone expected. But it did come down to a late night sitting in the High Court. The originally were sat in Laggenside Court, which is across the road. We had to move across to the High Court at 6 o'clock after that original building closed. And we sat there until after midnight, when eventually the coroner called the jury out and adjourned the inquest. He said it wouldn't be fair to reach a decision. He said it wouldn't be fair to rush a decision, and he adjourned it until later in the year. He suspected possibly August or September.
Now, this must be very distressing for Noah's family, because they have been relying on this inquest to give them some of the answers they've been looking for. Not all of them, obviously, but some of them. Based on the evidence that has been delivered to this particular inquiry, it's hard to see where the jury goes if they come back, if they've been in for 3 days already and can't reach a verdict.
Yeah, I suppose they've been deliberating since early on Tuesday morning. The judge finished his charge to the jury on Monday. This was the instructions and guidelines and you know, things that they can find and things that they can't find. And they have been deliberating for a number of days. I mean, in total, they've deliberated over 24 hours. They are officially still in deliberation. So all the normal contempt of court laws also apply in terms of that. So that they will remain in deliberation for the course of this adjournment, and they will then come back later on in the year to resume that deliberation. Mm. As you said, it is
a very absolutely unprecedented, as that the coroner described. But you might remind us briefly, Liam, of some of the evidence that they heard in relation to the tragic death of Noah.
Yeah, I mean, they've heard evidence from several different quarters. We heard from, you know, over 100 witnesses combined. Around 73 of those appeared, or 76 appeared in person. There were another 42 who submitted statements. So we have heard from a vast amount of witnesses in this case. Those have covered the likes of police officers who investigated the case. They've covered the search team who went into the culvert or the underground pipe to find Noah on the Saturday morning. They've covered department officials talking about the actual screen to the culvert itself and all the different, you know, the technical aspect to it. And they've covered, of course, residents of the Northwood Road area where he went missing. And, of course, Noah's family, his friends and his teachers. So this has been a hugely comprehensive inquest. And there have been questions asked of how the police dealt with the search operation, of how the department's infrastructure, whether it matched up to the guidelines, the appropriate guidelines, and whether enough was done, I suppose, in terms of safety before Noah ever got near that culvert.
Okay, well, we will find out more when the jury does reconvene. It'll be after the holidays because, like everyone else, the jury members are members of the public who need to take their break, certainly after listening to all of the evidence that they have. We'll leave it there. Liam Tunney, journalist of the Belfast Telegraph, thanks for updating us on that story.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.